This morning on WCHL, is the threat of snow gone? We'll give you the latest forecast from the National Weather Service in Raleigh. Authorities say the man who pulled a knife on a UNC student over the weekend has been involuntarily committed to UNC hospitals. And many items are still up in the air regarding the Ephesus Fordham plan, with the final voting getting closer and closer.
Ephesus Fordham plan has the ability to fix the broken infrastructure in this area.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC women's basketball team, faces Michigan State tonight for a shot at the Sweet 16. Plus, the Duke women saw an early exit. And
so, should John Swafford be apologizing this week or what?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, and if you're waking up this morning, you're expecting snow or ice or rain, whatever the case may be. Well, let's check in right now with Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And Ryan, what is happening out there now, and what can we expect later on today?
Well, we have a couple of storm systems approaching the area, one from the west and one from the south. But most of these put together is only going to give us rain across the triangle. Maybe a few wet flakes mixed in, but we don't expect any impacts at all for the roadways. Now, if you're traveling I-40 westbound towards Greensboro and Winston-Salem, you may start to see some accumulations on the grassy surfaces. But again, no impacts to roads as road temperatures remain in the 40s.
I take it the temperatures will remain safely above freezing, and we won't have to worry about any ice out there.
That's right for this morning. And then by the afternoon, the precipitation should end. We get a little bit of a wind out of the northwest, which will help dry things out a bit before temperatures do fall below freezing tonight. So you may see some patchy black ice out there tomorrow morning, but for the most part, we expect whatever falls today as rain to dry up before tomorrow.
Ryan, I know that it's spring according to the calendar, but are we actually ready for spring now after this passes through?
Well, I hope so. I'm certainly ready for it myself. We do see a warming trend for the end of the week and another system coming through, but that will be all liquid as well with temperatures approaching 70 by the weekend.
Well, many of us didn't know exactly what to expect when we woke up this morning, and certainly so far it's a welcome sight out there. Everything is okay at the moment. Ryan Ellis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. We will stay in touch and let you know what's happening with our weather. Right now, not much. It is 6:09 at WCHL. As the Chapel Hill Town Council nears a vote on a plan to revitalize the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard area, questions remain about building height, affordable housing, stormwater, and the full cost of the plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 100 people came out for last night's public hearing on the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan. Nearly a third of the crowd addressed the council.
Ephesus Fordham plan has the ability to fix the broken infrastructure in this area. The road network in this area is extremely dated and not functioning well. It also should reduce the need to drive to Durham, Chatham, or even Wake counties for shopping, dining, and working. It will broaden the tax base and take the burden off of residential property owners and tax increases in the future.
That's Brett Bushnell. He was one of 15 to speak in favor of the plan to spend $10 million on road and infrastructure improvements in the area. The project would reconfigure the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones, allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial or residential development on 190 acres in a bid to spur economic development. But opponents, including Bruce Henschel, worry the proposed new zoning tool, known as form-based code, will take public input out of the approval process.
Once a form-based code is passed, you've lost control. You might assume developers won't build 190 acres of 7-story buildings and parking lots cheek by jowl, but the code would allow them to do it. You couldn't stop them as long as they've met everything on the checklist.
Using form-based code, the council will set parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring the projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. This kind of zoning and approval process would be new to Chapel Hill. Last night, supporters and critics both had questions about how the zoning would work. In the 3-hour discussion that followed, council members tried to address some of the limitations of form-based code, including the town's inability to mandate affordable housing. The council is looking to partner with a nonprofit to build low-income housing on town land in the Legion Road area. But beyond that, council members say there's little incentive for developers to provide workforce housing. The council also received a cost-benefit analysis of the project by Business Management Director Ken Benoyer. He offered two scenarios. In the conservative estimate, the project would cost about $26.4 million, and the town would likely break even after 20 years. But if Orange County leaders agree to pledge a portion of the additional revenue the project is expected to generate, Benoyer said the project would bring in $46.9 million for the town over the next two decades.
Obviously, their participation helps our financial numbers and therefore makes the project more viable. If the project isn't viable and it doesn't go forward, then they don't benefit at all.
The council will discuss the funding partnership with Orange County commissioners at a joint meeting on Thursday. The Ephesus Fordham plan will come back before the council for a vote in mid-April. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The town of Carborough is seeking applicants for a new Safe Routes to School Implementation Committee. The committee will be appointed by the Board of Aldermen, meet three times a year. The mission is to come up with ways to improve conditions for walking and bicycling to school and related events. The board is looking for one parent of a student attending an elementary school in Carborough, as well as a Carborough resident with a background in public health, physical activity promotion, or active transportation. The town is also asking high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools to recommend youth members to serve on the committee. One youth member from each school level will be appointed by the alderman. The rest of the committee will be made up of one member each from the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education, one administrator from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, a member of the Transportation Advisory Board, a representative of the North Carolina DOT, and one faculty member, staff member, or administrator from Carborough, McDougal, and Morris Grove Elementary Schools. All of those applicants will be recommended by their respective organizations. To apply, you can visit the town's website at townofcarborough.org. You can find links and more contact information in this story posted at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Galaxy Note 3 with 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED display. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T Mobile Share Value with no annual contract. Additional charges for extra devices. Credit offer ends March 31st. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. 4G LTE availability varies. Visit a store for details.
Healthy should be easier. At least we think so. We're Massage Envy Spa. And we're making healthy, customized massages easier for everyone to enjoy, especially you. We're all about easy scheduling, neighborhood locations, and a price that's easy to love. Just $49.99 for first-time guests. That's healthy, only easier. That's Massage Envy Spa. Schedule today.
Locations in Eastgate and South Point. 1-800-944-ENVY.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Teresa Brent, our expert in young drivers insurance.
Thanks, Mark. We are currently offering some of the lowest rates in the state for young drivers. But more importantly, we can ensure that you have the most comprehensive coverage for your son or daughter in case of any tragedy. You can call me, Teresa Brent, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Ron Stunts in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:15, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Earl McKee is running for a second term to represent District 2 in the Orange County Board of Commissioners. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with McKee recently about his priorities for another term, as well as his opponent in the May 6th primary that will determine the election.
Earl McKee insists that just as when he first ran in 2010, his top priority now is the school system.
We have a great deal of deferred needs with the school systems, capital improvements, repairs, but we also have immediate needs in the classroom.
According to McKee, those needs include providing better wages for teachers and keeping teachers' assistants in classrooms. He points to recent actions by the North Carolina General Assembly as a source of some of the problems faced by Orange County schools.
It has been a concern over the last couple years with the cuts that have been coming from the state, and what I see is reallocation of the lottery funds that causes more and more responsibility to fall on the counties.
McKee says he will continue to advocate for modest funding increases on a per-student basis. The Orange County Board of Commissioners has held the line on raising taxes for the past 5 years. McKee says the last four of those can be credited to the ability of the board to shift funding from year to year, as well as refinancing some long-term bonds and deferring funding that was not considered essential in the short term. But now, as those options seem to be running out, the question remains, where is the money going to come from to keep schools running as parents and teachers expect? And how is Orange County going to resolve its solid waste and recycling problems? Is the answer higher taxes? McKee says he won't pursue taxes just as a means of, quote, scouring up a few dollars.
But if we come to a position that we need additional funding to provide for the school system, if we come to the point that we need additional funding to provide for public safety issues, affordable housing issues, you can just go right on down the list of things that are facing us, then in that case, I will consider it.
McKee's challenger in this year's race is fellow Democrat Mark Markopoulos, a green builder from Bingham Township. There are no Republicans running for the District 2 seat, so the May 6 primary will determine the next commissioner for that district. Markopoulos has twice chaired the Board of Orange Water and Sewer Authority, and he's long been active in environmental issues. He recently told WCHL that he would bring environmental experience to the table that McKee couldn't match. McKee says that as a farmer, he would dispute that. He says one advantage he has over Markopoulos is his own, quote, recent experience.
Mr. Markopoulos has had quite a bit of experience. Most of it was in the 90s.
In the coming weeks, WCHL will reach out to candidates in all local races. To learn more about Orange County Commissioner Earl McKee, you can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:18, and time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Not a lot of traffic so far this morning. There never is this early in the morning, but Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be keeping a very close eye on it, and when you hear from him first in about a half hour from now, he will tell all about what's happening out there. In the meantime, if you spot anything at all that looks unusual, if you get caught up in any kind of congestion, please let us know about it when you can do it safely. Or call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Right now, everything looks okay out there. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather is presented by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see for that custom ring that you've been dreaming out for a long time, or maybe it's time to pop the question. Maybe it's time for that engagement ring. Hopefully a one of a once-in-a-lifetime purchase. Grimble Jewelers is there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Well, it's 37 degrees right now. Cloudy, slight chance of rain and snow this morning. Yeah, just a little bit of a chance of a flake or two, and then scattered rain showers in the afternoon. A chance of precipitation is 50%. Our high temperature today, about 45, so it won't get a lot warmer. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain and then clearing up after midnight. Our overnight low in the middle 20s. Chance of rain is 30%. Tomorrow, a nice sunny day, but still relatively cool though, with a high in the middle 40s. Again, just a little bit of a possibility of some snow mixed in with the rain this morning, but not really anything to worry about this morning. WCHL News Time is 6:20, and time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll start with Carolina women's basketball. Tar Heel women will be gunning for a spot in the Sweet 16 when the number 4 seed Carolina takes on the number 5 seed Michigan State Spartans tonight, 7 o'clock, Carmichael Arena. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on tonight's game.
The Tar Heel women are fortunate just to be still playing basketball this season after being down a daunting 18 points in their first-round encounter with UT Martin. Sophomore Zelina McDaniel says she credits the Skyhawks for their incredible play and says the team knows it needs to get back to doing what they do best.
I'm not going to say that we took them that lightly. I mean, they played one of the best games that they could ever play. But, coming into this next game, we're just going to focus on doing what we have to do, doing what we do best, which is playing defense.
Associate head coach Andrew Calder says Michigan State will present all sorts of challenges to the Tar Heels Tuesday evening.
As far as Michigan State, they're a very talented team. Again, well coached. They have to start five players that can shoot the three, which spreads the floor. They have a very good driving game because the floor is spread. They have a very good power game inside and play very good position defense, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
National Freshman of the Year Diamond DeShield says she's happy to get her first NCAA tournament game under her belt. She says she now fully grasps how much harder everybody plays when their tourney lives are on the line.
I understand now that teams are going to be a lot different in this tournament than they were in the season, only because this is the NCAA tournament and there's a lot at stake. So you're going to get their best game, and they're probably going to shock themselves sometimes. Other teams are going to just play incredibly. So you have to expect that in every game, and so you got to come out ready to play your best game too.
With a mere 3 points Tuesday, DeShields will become the ACC's top-scoring freshman in league history. Slow starts have been a reoccurring theme for the Tar Heels this season. DeShields says she's unsure of the root of this problem, but vows that it will all change against the Spartans.
We haven't figured it out yet. It's still happening. So hopefully, I mean, every game, like Coach said, is a new 40 minutes. And you know, now's the time for us to pick it up. Now's the time for us to figure it out. So you can expect a better start.
UNC leads the all-time series with Michigan State 3-1, but dropped the last meeting between the two schools up in East Lansing in 2009. The showdown will be broadcast live here on WCHL and nationally televised on ESPN2 starting at 7 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And again, the Tar Heels are playing at home, so if there's any way you can do it, please get out to Carmichael Arena and watch them play tonight. North Carolina assistant coach Andrew Calder says head coach Sylvia Hatchell won't be on the sideline for tonight's NCAA tournament game while she continues to recover from treatments for leukemia. Hatchell, who was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame before this season, said she hopes to recover in time to sit on the bench in a supporting role for the Tar Heels this season. She recently completed what she has said will be her final chemotherapy session, but she was unable to attend Sunday's tournament opener against UT Martin while her immune system recovers following that most recent treatment. Calder has been filling in all season for the Tar Heels, the fourth seed in the Stanford Regional, and hopefully the Tar Heels will keep winning so that Coach Hatchell can be there. Well, it was too bad last night for the Duke women, who were upset by DePaul on Duke's home court, 74-65. That was in the second round of the NCAA tournament. DePaul will play the James Madison Texas A&M winner on Saturday in the Lincoln Regional Semifinals. Elizabeth Williams had 12 points. Seniors Haley Peters and Tricia Liston each had 11 in their final game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Duke finishes the season at 28-7. They led for only 12 seconds and became the first top four seed to lose in the tournament. Blue Devils, who made four straight appearances in the regional finals, become the first number two seed to lose this early since Xavier lost to Louisville back in 2011. Adam Silver says he's heard the Bill Gates theory numerous times from critics over the last month. You shouldn't be required to attend college to become a millionaire, but the new NBA commissioner steadfastly believes that basketball players ought to spend at least 2 years in college before being allowed to enter the draft instead of the required one. Fair or not, he says it's simply best for the league. Speaking before Monday's Rockets-Bobcats game in Charlotte, Silver says, "I think 2 years is the right balance. That means if Silver had his way, Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins would be staying in school another year, but there's little he could do about that. An agreement between the league and the Players Association is not imminent." And speaking of what happened in Charlotte last night, the Bobcats lost again to the Houston Rockets, 100-89. James Harden, he of the large beard, scored 31 points last night, and Dwight Howard had a double-double in his return to the court. Houston won. 6:25 at WCHO.
This is Charles Osgood. Neither Jack Daniels nor George Dickel is alive today, except as brands of Tennessee whiskey. They both have master distillers. They produce Jack Daniels and George Dickel using the same process, says our CBS News colleague Manuel Bojorquez.
It's charcoal filtered and aged in new barrels, the two processes that are required by state law in order to label it Tennessee whiskey.
That state law was passed last year. Now, where you have whiskey, you have distillers, and where you have law, you have lawyers, as we'll hear after this.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Once again on the subject of Tennessee whiskey and law, here's our colleague Manuel Bojorquez.
George Dickel is owned by international spirit distributor Diageo, which says the 2013 law was passed using misleading and deceptive political moves by another alcohol conglomerate, Brown-Forman. They own what might be Tennessee's most famous distillery, just one town over, Jack Daniel's.
Both sides in the Dickel-Daniel's whiskey war age their whiskey in new barrels, as the law now requires.
But whether or not companies must use new barrels is at the heart of the current controversy, and the reason George Dickel now says the state's law should never have been passed.
We support innovation because George was an innovator.
Says Doug Craigle, George Dickel's master distiller. He ages his the old-fashioned way, with new wood.
But he doesn't think other distilleries should be mandated to do the same.
It's about your choice, and it's about what this does to the whiskey and what you want it to do to your whiskey. Having that choice.
Jeff Arnett, Craigle's opposite number at Jack Daniel's, disagrees.
He says new barrels give whiskey its distinct color and flavor, and therefore the law should be upheld. Yet there's a growing chorus on both sides, with some distilleries siding with George Dickel.
And others siding with Jack Daniel's. Which way will they go, and how will it be? That's up to the state of Tennessee. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off, $199 worth of tax preparation services, available now for $99. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic. Our Local Deal has you covered. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, it's time to roll out of bed this morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. And your Chapel Hill cover weather, 37 degrees right now, cloudy skies pretty much all day. Slight chance of rain and maybe even a little snow this morning. Then scattered rain showers in the afternoon, 50% chance of rain. Our high temperature today in the middle 40s, so it's not going to warm up very much. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers in the evening, and then clearing up after midnight. Our overnight low in the middle 20s. Chance of rain is 30%. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 20s. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 50s. If you're looking ahead that far, we'll be back in the 60s on Friday, and it looks like a warmer weekend, but by the time the weekend gets here, we'll have a big chance of rain again. So, you know, on and off, up and down, that's the way our weather goes. And a little bit of an opportunity for a little snow this morning.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A day after Malaysia's prime minister said Flight 370 was lost in the southern Indian Ocean, reporters have again been briefed in Kuala Lumpur. CBS's Steve Futterman is there, and he joins us live.
And Dave, Malaysia's transport minister acknowledged to reporters that it is difficult to bring total closure to the families when there still has not been any debris recovered from that missing jetliner. The minister did say there was a final electronic signal from the Malaysian plane that's still being examined, but he said that does not change the government's position that the plane did crash in the ocean.
And Steve, bring us up to speed on the search out in the Indian Ocean.
Well, there was no search today. Weather conditions at the search site were just too poor. Strong winds and very high waves. Tomorrow, though, officials hope the weather conditions will improve. If they do, the search will resume, Dave.
China has asked Malaysia for satellite data that led officials to announce that the plane did go down in the Indian Ocean. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
37 degrees, 632 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Authorities say the man who was arrested for pulling a knife at a UNC student on Sunday afternoon has now been involuntarily committed to UNC hospitals. According to the Daily Tar Heel, Chapel Hill resident and 31-year-old UNC graduate Jesse Allen Kister was committed in UNC Department of Public Safety's custody on Sunday. When he's released, he will be charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Chapel Hill Police and DPS coordinated the search for Kister. Chapel Hill Police Department found him in the Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, next to the Moorhead Planetarium. He was taken to the Chapel Hill Police Station and quickly turned over to DPS since the crime took place on the Carolina campus. Kister was found in possession of four knives valued at $100, according to the incident report. Alert Carolina issued an emergency warning shortly after 4 p.m. on Sunday when the incident first took place. Buildings on campus were locked down, including Carmichael Arena, where the UNC women's basketball team was playing its first-round NCAA tournament game. Alert Carolina issued the all-clear at 5:18 p.m. on Sunday. Nobody was hurt in this incident. The Daily Tar Heel interviewed one of Kister's former professors, who said he only knew Kister in the classroom and didn't know him on a personal level. Kister received his bachelor's degree in information science from UNC in 2005. He also earned a master's in healthcare administration in 2008 and information science in 2011. As the Chapel Hill Town Council nears a vote on a plan to revitalize the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard area, questions remain about building height, affordable housing, stormwater, and the full cost of the plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 100 people came out for last night's public hearing on the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan. Nearly a third of the crowd addressed the council.
Ephesus Fordham plan has the ability to fix the broken infrastructure in this area. The road network in this area is extremely dated and not functioning well. It also should reduce the need to drive to Durham, Chatham, or even Wake counties for shopping, dining, and working. It will broaden the tax base and take the burden off of residential property owners and tax increases in the future.
That's Brett Bushnell. He was one of 15 to speak in favor of the plan to spend $10 million on road and infrastructure improvements in the area. The project would reconfigure the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones, allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development on 190 acres in a bid to spur economic development. But opponents, including Bruce Henschel, worry the proposed new zoning tool, known as form-based code, will take public input out of the approval process.
Once a form-based code is passed, you've lost control. You might assume developers won't build 190 acres of 7-story buildings and parking lots cheek by jowl, but the code would allow them to do it. You couldn't stop them as long as they've met everything on the checklist.
Using form-based code, the council will set parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring the projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. This kind of zoning and approval process would be new to Chapel Hill. Last night, supporters and critics both had questions about how the zoning would work. In the 3-hour discussion that followed, council members tried to address some of the limitations of form-based code, including the town's inability to mandate affordable housing. The council is looking to partner with a nonprofit to build low-income housing on town land in the Legion Road area. But beyond that, council members say there's little incentive for developers to provide workforce housing. The council also received a cost-benefit analysis of the project by Business Management Director Ken Benoyer. He offered two scenarios. In the conservative estimate, the project would cost about $26.4 million and the town would likely break even after 20 years. But if Orange County leaders agree to pledge a portion of the additional revenue the project is expected to generate, Benoyer said the project would bring in $46.9 million for the town over the next two decades.
Obviously, their participation helps our financial numbers and therefore makes the project more viable. If the project isn't viable and it doesn't go forward, then they don't benefit at all.
The council will discuss the funding partnership with Orange County commissioners at a joint meeting on Thursday. The Ephesus Fordham plan will come back before the council for a vote in mid-April. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It looks like the town of Carberry is making slight changes to the operating hours of the Wednesday Farmers Market. Tonight at Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on a resolution to change the market's operating hours from 3 p.m. To 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Currently, the business hours for the Farmers Market are from 3:30 until 6:30. Also on tonight's agenda, the town will get some public input on a new website design for townofcarborough.org. Three proposed amendments to the town's land use ordinance will also get a public hearing. Those involve clarifying design standards for bike and pedestrian paths and proposed guidelines for future infill development. The Board of Aldermen meets at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. See the light, pull to the right. That's a message from Chapel Hill's Fire and Police Departments, along with Emergency Medical Services. And if you're hearing it here first, take note that it's not going to be the last time you ever hear it. Beginning this month, Chapel Hill motorists are advised to pay attention to new signs bearing that message near six major intersections. Public Information Officer Lisa Edwards with the Chapel Hill Fire Department says the idea was sparked by conversations with emergency vehicle drivers. They were concerned about the reactions of some drivers when an emergency vehicle with flashing lights zooms up behind them.
Drivers become startled and mostly paralyzed. So either they do something really haphazard and cause more confusion, or they freeze up and do nothing.
What drivers in that situation should do is take their foot off the accelerator, merge with caution to the outside lane, and start slowing down and pulling off to the side of the road to allow the emergency vehicle to pass. That's the message signs are supposed to drive home. They'll be placed at the following intersections: North Fulham Boulevard between Sage and Irwin Road, East Franklin Street between Elliott and Estes Drive, MLK Jr. Boulevard between Westminster and Weaver Dairy Road, Raleigh Road between Hamilton and Burning Tree, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard between North Columbia and Stevens Street, and South Fordham Boulevard near Manning Drive. And in news around town this morning, a team of 9th and 10th graders at East Chapel Hill High School is heading to New York City at the end of April to compete for the national championship in the Euro Challenge competition. Euro Challenge is an academic competition focused on economics and the European Union. Students prepare a 15-minute presentation and answer questions on a specific economic problem. East Chapel Hill High School's team won the regional and state competition on March 14th. It's the third straight year East has won that competition. The national competition in New York will take place at the Federal Reserve. And March 31st is the deadline to sign up for health insurance as part of the Affordable Care Act. If you haven't signed up yet, First Baptist Church Singles Ministry is hosting two open enrollment sessions tomorrow and also on Friday, both from 9 until 5 in the church's fellowship hall at 106 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. It's open to everyone. There will also be a question and answer session coming up on Wednesday, also in the fellowship hall from 7 until 8 p.m. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Naris Levy says even if you opposed it, it is time now to move on. That commentary is on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
Gear up for spring adventure with new Chaco sandals from Grid Outdoor Provision. We are serious about sandals, and Chaco builds the best. Stride through campus with signature style, wearing the sandal that's perfect for hitting the books or the beach. Get your new pair of Chaco sandals at the Eastgate Shopping Center location, which features all the new arrivals from Chaco and a whole lot more. So gear up and strap in for the upcoming spring with Gray Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit grayoutdoorprovision.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
It's a spring tradition like no other. Birdhouses on parade at the Carolina Inn.
Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Spring is the season for birds in the garden, and at the 13th annual Birdhouses on Parade, you'll enjoy seeing one-of-a-kind handcrafted birdhouses and feeders from great names like Silver Pallet Feeder, Nest Dwellings, Old South Birdhouse Company, Wool Spring Birdhouse Company, and many more. It's all on display now through April 20th at the Carolina Inn. Come see what everyone is cooing, tweeting, and warbling about.
You think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan? I'm a Tar Heel fan and have lived in Raleigh my whole life, right in the heart of Wolfpack country. My older brother's probably the biggest NC State fan in the world. So if you think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan, let me tell you, it really is. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs. If you want office solutions, or if you just want to celebrate Carolina's latest victory, visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office. Go Heels!
37 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a friend of the Cobber Branch Library. Over the past 25 years, our group has struggled to get a fully functioning branch of the Orange County Public Library in Cobber. We are now delighted to announce that the Southern Branch Library is becoming a reality. Tonight, March 25th at 6 p.m. in Cobber's Hampton Inn, and 12 noon on Saturday, April 12th in Cobber Town Hall, Freelon Associates, the concept architects for the proposed library, will hold a conversation with Orange County residents about our community's dreams and desires for this new facility and its proposed site. Deciding what goes into a branch library is a joint process. There are the planners and politicians who visualize and approve the project, the library professionals who are experts on all the issues related to library administration and design, and then there is us, the public, who pay for it all and whose voices therefore really do count. This combined input will be processed by the concept architects and will be reflected in their recommendations to the Board of Orange County Commissioners in May. The library, like other public projects, belongs to you, the public. So get involved and let's hear what you have to say. So even if you ever had issues with this project, it's time for us all to move on, join the conversation, and be part of this new and wonderful library. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
Hey, what do you say? Let's talk a little basketball this morning.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's 2014 season came to an end in very disappointing fashion Sunday night in San Antonio, with a last-second loss to Iowa State in the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament. Can the Tar Heels use the emotion of the loss to drive them in the offseason? Roy Williams thinks so.
And learning from these experiences is what life is about. You've got to handle some adversity and understand that it's not always a sweet ride. My team is going to face that. They're hurting in that locker room. I told them to use this feeling as fuel to motivate themselves to do even better.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like his head coach, James Michael McAdoo also thinks Carolina can use the disappointment of Sunday's loss to push it towards next season.
First, you're just thankful to have an opportunity to have made this far. You know, a lot of teams didn't have the chance to come in here and play, you know, on the magnitude of this stage. But the biggest thing is taking this emotion, but also just remembering this feeling when you're in the locker room and you take a loss like that with your brothers, you know, guys that I'm going to call brothers for the rest of my life. There is no offseason in North Carolina basketball. We're going to remember this. And, you know, next year, we won't be in the same situation.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A lot of disappointment in those voices, that is for sure. And Carolina women still alive. Tar Heels will play tonight. And you can hear it right here on WCHL. It is 7 o'clock, UNC versus Michigan State, as the Tar Heel women try and move on to the Sweet 16. By the way, last night Duke lost, so the Blue Devils are out. 6:46 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
What's the biggest risk trying to buy a diamond online just by looking at its specs on a computer screen?
9 out of 10 times, the diamond is never what they think it's going to be. On paper, it was fine, but it was not nearly as pretty in person. It was not at all what they thought it would be when they got it.
That's Diamond's direct graduate gemologist, Joey Stagnone, who says it's hard to buy a diamond online because every diamond is unique. Even two diamonds with the same grade on paper can look way different.
That's your biggest risk with most diamonds on the internet. They don't look in person how good they look on paper.
Maybe it's got a brown tint or it's cloudy or hazy.
Most of the diamonds that end up on the internet are diamonds that stores didn't want.
So what may appear to be a real deal may end up being a real disappointment. Diamonds Direct guarantees a better price on a better diamond with free service for life.
If you ever have a problem with the ring, if you ever lose a little side stone, if she ever needs it sized, if she ever needs it polished, all that's free for life here. That's a service you can't put a price tag on.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, a real deal with genuine value on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
And here comes your traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Well, traffic move along pretty smoothly this morning and don't have any problems that we know about so far. We expected we might have some weather-related problems, and that could still happen, but I doubt it.
Yeah, well, thankfully, we're not going to be fighting the snow this morning, at least on the roadways. And that's what Ryan Ellis said, that even if we do see some snow falling, that it's not going to stick. The roads are certainly warm enough. We've had warm enough weather lately that it's not going to be a problem. We do see one small slowdown right now on NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Nothing major there, just some minor delays that you may or may not even see at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. How are your brackets doing?
Oh, they're doing. They're there.
I don't know anybody who has a good-looking bracket right now.
Not really. Not so good. I mean, it's been a remarkable tournament as
really
far
has.
As that goes. So, but you know, that's what it's all about.
That's what so makes it so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You
that's why no one will ever win that $1 billion. Thanks, Warren.
Yeah, exactly.
I do appreciate that.
Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch, and
certainly.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. We're not dealing with snow and ice this morning, as Rand has said, and more of the forecast coming up in just a moment. This forecast brought to you by Cruisers can lead its marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Well, we expected that we might have a little snow this morning, and we could get a few flakes. Slight chance of rain and snow this morning, but temperatures are way up there, 37 degrees right now, so safely above freezing. And we do have a prediction for some scattered showers this afternoon. We're talking rain here. High today in the middle 40s. Chance of precipitation all in all, 50%. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, and then clearing up after midnight. Our overnight low about 25, so really colder tonight. Chance of rain is 30% up until about midnight, and then it'll clear up. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunny skies with highs in the middle 40s. Tomorrow night, clear with low in the middle 20s again. Then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 50s. And we'll also warm up into the middle 60s by Friday. And the temperatures will pretty much stay there on Saturday and Sunday as well. But big chance of rain coming for the weekend. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah, we got a few of them here. Modeling agency founder Eileen Ford, 92 years old today. Movie reviewer Gene Shalit is 88. Former astronaut James Lovell is 86. Feminist activist and author Gloria Steinem turns 80 years old today. Singer Anita Bryant is 74. Aretha Franklin, 72 years old today. Paul Michael Glaser, the actor, he was on Starsky and Hutch, 71 today. Elton John turned 67. Actress Bonnie Bedelia, 66 years old today. Actress comedian Mary Gross is 61. She was on Saturday Night Live. Actor James McDaniel turns 56 today. Actress Brenda Strong, 54. Actress Marcia Cross, 52 years old today. Actress Lisa Gay Hamilton is 50. Actress Sarah Jessica Parker turns 49. Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Tom Glavine is 48 today. Olympic bronze medal figure skater Debbie Thomas is 47 years old today. Actor Lee Pace is 35. Not to be confused with Lee Pace of the Tar Heel Network. 35 years old today. See here. Actress, singer Catherine McPhee is 30. And actress Seychelle Gabrielle is 23 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Noriko Brantley, Kathy Yusewitz, Gary DiOsi, Ted Reuter, Kathy Hodges, Joanne Zimmer, Sarah Clark, Patricia McFarlane, Mary Beth Powell, Jeannie Buchanan, Mary Huey, Amanda Hughes has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Amanda. Francis Rapley and Patty Caldwell. And also, it's interesting to note that Mark Kleinsmith, the mayor, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Mayor. Also, Mark's sister, Michelle Kleinsmith Hoover, is celebrating a birthday today as well. Joan Bursey also has a birthday. And Nancy Smith, who lives in Pittsburgh, is our birthday winner. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Manamont, where they love taking care of their customers. They'll love taking care of you. Nancy, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, Rock and Roll Tuesday, WCHL with the trivia meister, Mr. Kiger.
Thank you very much.
Freddie, how you doing?
It's all good, man. In the middle of my basketball marathon.
You look good today.
Feeling good. Look good, feel good, do good.
Yeah, I can't believe you're still standing after all these games and everything.
Wow, again.
Driving back and forth and going crazy.
Well, Tuesday, so today, mm-hmm. if you're where I am today. Today I'm walking over to the Smith Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Smith or Carmichael.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Nah, heck no.
It's not bad at all. It's within walking distance of your house easily.
But we're doing some rock and roll today.
All right. Always ready for that.
I know you are. And this is a fun one. Guys, it's going to be an easy one out there, okay? So get your speed dial ready. Get your speed dial on.
All right.
Because if you do, and you give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
You got a chance to win $10 gift certificate.
Cruisers.
You are right.
I just guessed stifling your cough for the last 30 seconds.
All right. So, you can get a
$10 gift card to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go. Or just bring something in to trade with somebody with something that's been brought in earlier from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Exactamundo, to borrow a phrase from Freddie Kiger.
All right, so I'm handing Ron some vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this.
All right, I got it.
Released in September of 1970.
Okay.
We want you to name the tune and the group of the song that Ron's about to spin.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
Here we go.
All right, let's all hear it together. Ha, I know what that is. Right away. That's an easy one. Name the song and name the artist. And you can be a winner on WCHL's Trivia Quiz with Freddie Kiger. All right. That's all you get for right now. And I think somebody will know the answer to that question for sure. Call right now. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. You can swap Trivia Prize and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lucinda Munger is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Lucinda is the director of the Orange County Public Library, and right now she's focused on getting the new Southern Branch Library in place in downtown Carrboro.
This process began many, many years ago with the Carrboro Library in the middle school starting in the 1990s. And then in 2004, the commissioners created the Cybrary, which is still in the Century Center. But this new library, the process really began back in 2012, even a little bit before that. We've made a lot of progress. We're going to open it up to the public.
Tell us what you're expecting from folks.
We are working with a group from Durham called Freelon Group, a noted international firm for doing cultural institutions. They not only design and draw, but they also help facilitate public input processes. We're very excited about it. We went through the exercises that folks will be doing. I know people don't believe me when I say this, but they're going to be a lot of fun.
It's a chance for the general public to make its wishes known, to tell officials just what they want in a library and why it's important.
Lots of opportunities for input. I can tell that just being around you, you are incredibly enthusiastic about this new library proposed for downtown Carrboro.
It's a great time to be a library director here in Orange County, and especially with now this process going on. We've worked with a town of Carrboro, the Board of Aldermen. They gave us 7 sites to look at. This is the one that the commissioners requested of the staff to go forward, but also just to get people happy and involved. We want to know what you want your library to look like and to feel like, what you want it to be for now and in the future. We also are doing an online method for people to give their insights and opinions and comments and dreams. We want you to imagine what this library will be like, whether you can make it to those 2 public input sessions or not. And the Friends of the Carrboro Library have a Facebook page up, and you can have an online discussion even that way.
Well, Lucinda, I want to thank you for doing what you do. You've been director of the Orange County Public Library for a long time, haven't you?
Since 2009. I've been here for 5 years.
Seems like a lot longer than that, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's been great. I've been very, very lucky to be here during this time period. We have great community support. We have great support from the commissioners and the Board of Aldermen. We're just going to keep on going forward and improving library services for everyone in the community.
Lucinda Munger, director of the Orange County Library. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58 at WCHL.
Well, that is the unmistakable sound of William Smokey Robinson.
Yes!
And the Tears of a Clown.
What a great song!
Which was a huge hit.
Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson, and of course, The Miracles, written by Stevie Wonder, Hank Cosby, and Smokey Robinson. This tune went on to number one in both the UK and the US. Yeah. It was a monster hit and was a great tune.
All right.
Well, this is the unmistakable sound.
Let's play a little bit of that right now because I just want to hear this song. This is Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And you know what? Jesse Bassnight Jr. called in with the answer right away. Took him about 3 notes and he named that tune. Way to go, Jesse. Jesse gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and gets a swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners. Friday, we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL. You ready? Yeah, great song. All right, way to go, Jesse. Thank you very much. 6:59.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off, $199 worth of tax preparation services, available now for $99. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic. Our Local Deal has you covered. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk and Tar Heels.